Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Melissa. Please meet Conan and Sona.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just going to describe for our listeners, your hair is fantastic. It is a vibrant neon pink. Am I saying you think that's a fair description?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could consider that for your hair, maybe.
You know what? I would. I think I should do that. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I think it'll look cool.
I was noticing Jack White. You know, he's got this whole new look where he's got a kind of a pompadour and it's a fluorescent blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
And he's the ultimate cool guy. So I'm going to start just changing up the colors.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
I think it'll look cool.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate it. Well, thanks for talking to us, Melissa. And I'm going to take off now. Melissa, all I wanted to do was get hair advice from you. And now I'll dispose of you. Where are you calling us from?
From Detroit, actually.
Oh, you're from Detroit.
Speaking of Jack White,
That's right. That's right. Third Man Records right there in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? It's in Detroit and Tennessee. Yes.
It is in
Detroit,
too? I think
it is. There's two of them.
I didn't know that. I just knew about the one in Nashville.
No, we've been to that one, but I know he has one in Detroit as well. And so you're in Detroit. And tell us about yourself.
Well, I work at a wood shop where we make frames out of reclaimed hardwood flooring. And this is a relatively new venture for me. I'm not really a woodworker. I'm just learning how to do it. And I've been working there for about 6 months.
Some aspects of woodworking can be a little dangerous working in a wood shop. Do you ever feel like it's dangerous?
Every day, yes.
Oh, good Lord.
Get out of there, Melissa.
You sound terrified and very unsure of what you're doing. Describe the machines you're working with.
We recently got a double miter saw. Which we nicknamed the Cobra. Oh. And it's basically two saw blades that come chomping down on a piece of wood at the same time to cut the miter corners for a frame.
And you're just making, are you making picture frames?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why are you using massive, metallic dinosaurs to make picture frames? This sounds like very big, very scary equipment.
Yeah, because you have to cut the corners, for the frame.
So two giant blades come chomping down. What else are you working with? Describe some of these machines.
Table saw also is scary and new to me. There's a router, a table router, which is also, that's probably the scariest, that cuts the keyholes in the back of the frames.
So wait a minute. You're saying that all these things frighten you. Do you feel pretty expert around them?
No.
Okay, Melissa. I don't ever want you to go back there again. Ever.
I know. Nobody
does. Ever go back there
again.
We'd like
you to quit.
These are big, heavy machines. You said you haven't been doing this that long. And it's one thing to say, what are you up to? Oh, I got a job at Starbucks and, I'm making, what are you making? Lattes. I'm not great at it yet, but you're not going to get killed. This sounds very dangerous and not something you want to be messing around with.
No, I think it's good because it was one of the reasons why I wanted to get the job was to become more comfortable around these kinds of tools because I have an old house that I live in that always needs to be fixed. So I figured if I learned how to use all these things, I could do those fixes myself.
Okay.
So I'm trying to conquer my fears.
That's good, too. That's why I often cover myself in lard and pig's blood and then jump in a pool of sharks so that I won't fear them anymore. And it's working. I have no torso anymore. I'm just a bunch of legs held together and arms held together with string. But I've conquered my fears.
Yeah.
No one can tell, trust me.
You can kind of tell.
That's why you move like that.
Wow. Okay. Is there any safety protocol there? Are they first?
There was a safety video that everybody else watched, and I wasn't there that day, so I missed the safety video. But
Melissa,
what did the safety video tell you to do? No. What are you supposed to do if, you lose a limb? What do you do in that situation?
Well, you're supposed to throw it in a cooler. You're supposed to – a wood shop
and then go
to,
on a picnic? I don't understand. Wait, if you lose an arm, you're supposed to throw it in a cooler?
Yeah.
With what, your other arm?
Yeah, you're supposed to have it's called a parts recovery cooler.
What? there's actually a cooler made for you to throw human parts into if they get chopped off, and it's called the parts recovery cooler.
Yeah.
Melissa, are you working in Jigsaw from the Saw movies workshop?
No.
Is there a sort of a weird doll puppet at work? Okay. You throw an arm in the cooler, okay?
Yeah, and you go to the hospital.
Does anyone ever keep yogurt and sodas in there, too? Oh, fuck, man. Someone, hey, my soda's in there. Be careful. It's your fucking arm. I got a tab in there.
Is there ever just an arm in there, but no one's missing an arm?
That happens. We got an extra. If anyone needs an extra. Who's got an 18-inch sleeve? good God, this is incredible. Okay. I'm blown away. I'm blown away by this. Wow. I hope you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about you, Melissa, yeah. Because, I'm glad that you're conquering your fears, but I want you to be really careful. Okay.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I'm very worried for you.
Yeah. You have such a calm, unimpressed way of speaking. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Whatever. I got to go now. I'm going to use a new machine called the grind and smash.
Where's my blindfold?
Yeah.
Can you watch the safety video now? I mean,
yeah.
You should though, right?
You should watch the safety video.
You should probably watch it. Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Have you had any, does anyone in your family ever done this kind of work before? Is this in your blood?
My grandpa's.
Okay.
And they're both missing fingers.
Oh,
oh
my God.
No.
Sake.
Oh, no.
That's a nice reaction, Sona. That's fantastic.
I'm so sorry. She's scared of losing fingers.
My grandfathers were both terribly maimed.
She's scared and everyone she knows has lost limbs. I don't want to laugh, but
that's why you have
hysterical.
That's why you have the cooler. You know, yeah.
You're walking right into a family curse, Melissa. I mean, don't do it. My grandpa lost his thumb too.
Yeah,
you know, on a saw.
I feel like it's really common with grandpas.
That's true. Yeah,
my uncle lost his finger.
I think very old people should not be operating these machines.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they were old when they were operating it. But
I know. It's so funny to me that I just immediately went to my grandpa. So did my grandpa. So did my grandma. Yeah.
Oh, you mean
my grandma was on a motorcycle 3 weeks ago and wiped out. You know. No, it's clear that it happened earlier in their lives.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the cooler. If you have the cooler, they can reattach most everything, even, I'm told, the head. They can even reattach the head. I saw it in a science fiction movie from the 50s.
Oh, then that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you saw it in a movie.
Yeah. It's got to be true. Mm-hmm. Wow, Melissa, this is incredible. Is
can
there
you
anything?
Hold up all 10 fingers on.
Yeah, let's just make
so
sure.
Okay.
Hey, there you are.
I do this in the car on the way home from work every day. Like,
you look at your hands?
No, I count my fingers.
Did you think you would lose it and not know?
Yeah, wouldn't you know?
No, it's just like double checking.
No, we understand. But how would you have not known at the time of the lost finger?
Yeah.
Like, you thought you might have forgotten?
No, yeah. You do it one day and you're like, oh, one's gone. One,
yeah, it's that night you're at a party and they serve poi, Hawaiian poi. And you go to get your fingers in there and you're like, whoa, I left my index finger at work and I didn't even know it.
Melissa, is there anyone there at home with you that we could talk to?
Yes.
Just my dog.
Oh, no.
Okay. Does your dog ever help you out around the shop?
No.
What if in the background your dog just has wheels for feet? Oh. That's how we find out. Oh, my God. What happened to your dog? Oh, he came one day to help out.
She did this to me.
Sad Roo. Well, Melissa, when you're not risking your life and literally your limbs, what are your hobbies? What are you into these days?
I screen print. I like to screen print. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar.
Oh!
Well, you specifically need your fingers for guitar.
I know.
This is,
I know.
And I like to, I'm learning how to type. Yeah. And I make a lot of fried chicken and then lick my fingers. No, but did you say you're learning the guitar? Because that's something I know a little bit about. Yeah. That's a hobby of mine. Mm-hmm. What kind of guitar do you want to learn how to play? I mean, what kind of music?
Well, I got really into Buddy Holly over the pandemic.
And, whoa. That's my guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Buddy Holly fanatic.
Yeah, I love Buddy Holly. So I didn't know anything about guitars, and I Googled to find out what kind of guitar he played, and then I bought that guitar.
So you bought a Fender Stratocaster.
Mm-hmm. The brown one with the white area.
It's called Sunburst. it's Sunburst with a white pickup. Yeah. Sorry, 1955. Okay. 56.
I don't know who to side with right now.
I know.
Well, I'm
you're
sorry.
You're showing off. It's a little obnoxious.
No, I'm telling her she's got to know the lingo.
I know, but well, you're doing it in a very smug
that's
way.
That's the cool. Yeah. No, I'm
this
sorry.
Two extremes. We got the nerdy know-it-all and then white area. I don't know where to go.
I know neither.
I'm here to help you. You should know that you have a Sunburst Strat, and I think that's one of the great guitars of all time. And I love that you're learning Buddy Holly. That guy took three chords and could do anything with them. And mm-hmm. man, I mean, what's your favorite song of his?
I like,
You don't listen to Buddy Holly.
No, I do.
This is all a lie.
No,
you lost
it's
both
not
your
a lie.
Ears in a lathe accident. And you're just lying to me right now.
No, it's not. I like Words of Love and I like all the songs on the Apartment Tapes. Mm-hmm. Thing, but I'm trying to learn how to play Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. That's A D A E.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they throw in an F at one point. Peggy, 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 Peggy Sue. Yeah, that's the F. I remember that being a drag when I was first learning. You know what? A great one is Rave On. Learn Rave On.
Okay.
It's in G. It's a great one, and I like ones that are just. That's the song that I play when I'm hyperactive and I need to get the craziness out of me as I play Buddy Holly's Rave On.
Okay.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to get so good at woodworking and so expert, you're going to make a guitar. You're going to make an electric guitar.
But you're going to lose a finger while doing it.
Well, that's one of those things. You know, it's going to be, you know, I bought you a brush.
Yeah, I bought you a
and
clock
I sold my
fob.
Hair to buy you a. What are you, Matt? What are you saying?
A clock fob. That's the gift of the Magi.
Yeah, I was going to do the gift of the Magi, but
I don't know
think
what
it's called clock fob.
A watch fob.
Watch fob.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
Basically, it's an old famous story about someone who wants to get his wife a gift, and she has beautiful hair, so she. He gets her a brush and then, but she cut off all her hair and sold her hair to buy him a clock fob.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Buddy Holly Stratocaster 12-9er. I gotta go. Don't even respond to that. I gotta go. You're right. I shouldn't have said it. I gotta go.
Melissa, you seem very cool. You live in Detroit, which is this incredibly cool town. You're into Buddy Holly, which puts you at the very top of my list, and you risk your life every day so that people can have picture frames that I think could be easily mass-produced without human intervention. This makes you a hero in my book. You realize picture frames, there's machines out there stamping out picture frames every day, and one guy has a joystick, and he's sitting 35 miles away operating it. You have to be there with the smash and grab, with the grind and bleed, with the stab and thrust, and risking your life.
I'm kind of on Conan's side. I don't know if we want to risk limbs for picture frames. I mean, is there something else we can make? I don't know.
There's a product that used to advertise on our podcast called Fracture.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No, they would take moving pictures on.
And
we're
they would
on.
Reproduce
no,
them in
stop.
Glass.
No, we're good.
And I just think they
we're
still
moving on.
They can't afford our ads anymore, but I just want to say Fracture, that's the way to
Melissa,
go.
Melissa, maybe you should go do woodworking that makes prosthetic limbs.
Yeah.
You're going to get so good that whenever this accident does happen, you're going to...
Don't say
no,
when.
No.
If.
Sorry, if.
And when.
If and when this happens, you're going to quickly make yourself a beautiful cherry wood varnished hand that's fully articulate.
Hand, don't lose your hand.
No, you're going to be fine, Melissa. The reason we joke is we know it's not going to happen. I think you're very safe.
Mostly.
Me too.
I wish I was more as confident as you. The fact that she missed safety Sona, video day.
Sona, I'm just trying to end on a positive note.
Oh, she's, sorry, it's,
I don't feel at all positive. No, so, I was trying to be. She can't.
At least one hand
There's
is
no
going.
Way Melissa can hear me.
Probably this your microphone.
No, I'm sure that I've been muted at this point. There's no way Melissa's hearing any of this.
Fire up the cooler.
This
thing. Put some ice in it.
Yeah. What if you open the cooler and there's like, it's just packed with other people's stuff they lost that day? Well, God damn it. No room in here for my limb. We need two coolers.
Oh, my God.
Who's microwaving hand?
Okay.
Okay, I'll You're go. Just, I gotta go.
You
I
are way go. Off Listen, today. Man. You're just way out of control, what? Matt.
I gotta go.
Yeah. It's just too much time at the Rose Bowl swap meet, you know?
Okay, all right. Take it easy. Take it easy. I did find a cherry wood hand there. That was
beautiful. Well, we know to send it to Detroit now. Melissa, do you have a question for me? Is there anything I can do to help you? Is there any question I can answer for you?
Yeah. So since we have a lot of scrap wood, like cutoffs from the frames, we try to use every part of the material that we can. And I was wondering if you had any ideas for other things that we could make with the scrap wood. Like, we make a lot of triangles.
You make a lot of triangles.
Sometimes they look like this.
So you have basically, for our listeners, Melissa's holding up various pieces of wood in simple geometric shapes.
Like what you would imagine would be trimmed off the edge of a picture frame piece. Yeah. There's just a scrap board.
Okay.
Oh my God. A piece of wood.
In my opinion, Melissa, that's fine. You've shown us
still covered,
way too
still
many covered. Pieces of scrap wood. Up. Melissa has held up at least 15 pieces of oddly shaped wood in the least useful size I've ever seen. I think if all of these were glued and hammered together, it could make shelter, a sustainable shelter. You could build a whole home. You know how much Americans love kitsch? If you, in your Detroit neighborhood, built an entire house, a structure that people could go into and visit that was made just of corners of picture frames, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them, nailed together with powerful nail shooting guns that are operated by people that don't really know how to use them.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. You could live, and then people would drive all over. I'd do it. I'd say my wife would be like, "Where are you going?" I'd be like, "I'm gonna be back in a couple of weeks. I'm driving to Detroit. I'm gonna check out that frame corner building that's made of just frame corners."
Yeah,
my friend Melissa built it, and now it's a shrine to everybody who thinks they can't do it. Well, they can do it, and then I'll pull up in front of it, and you'll be out front. You'll just be ahead by that point. You'll be ahead on a red wagon. You'll be like, "Oh, hey, Conan, good to meet you." And I'll say, "Hey, where'd your body go?" "Oh, you were right, but I'm good, fine. I'm fine just as ahead. I just sit on this red wheelbarrow and they drag me around."
"Hand me that guitar."
"Can you hand me that guitar? I play it with my teeth now." "Well, hella, hella, hella little things you say and do make me want to be with you." Melissa, I like you a lot. You seem very cool. Please be safe, okay?
I will.
You're a very cool person, and
I'm going to make this house.
Yeah, start the house right away.
Watch that safety video. Tell us today you'll get off this and video. Watch that safety video.
I will.
She will. And Melissa, I hope our paths cross. I really do, because you seem like a very nice person, and you've got a very cool, dry sense of humor. So I look forward to seeing you down the road all in one piece, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.